Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck. I want to wrap up this week talking again about the central theme that was really present in the readings and the celebrations at Mass this week, and the church is being led through, really reflection on the cross of Jesus. The exaltation of the cross, a day of Our Lady of Sorrows, who was at the foot of the cross. We've been talking about how the cross is the power of God, St. Paul says, and that in the cross is revealed the power of God and the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God looks like foolishness, we're saying. You know, as human beings gazed on a crucified Messiah, he looked like a failed Messiah with his broken, bleeding body. He is crucified outside the walls of his own city, a total failure, it looks like. But in the wisdom of God, the things that the world calls wise and powerful are not revealed there. So the blindness and the condition of the human heart, it says, is revealed there. Our judgment, what we think is of most importance and we're certain is of highest value and where the real power is. The cross empties all of that wisdom completely, because the greatest power in the universe is the unstoppable reality of who God is, the infinite, powerful one. And who is he? He's love. He's the love of God revealed in Jesus Christ on the cross. And all the money, all the power, all the intelligence, the IQ, the resources, the high tech, the nuclear bombs, none of it could overcome the fundamental problem in the life of every human being, that we're living in a fallen world, that we're subject to the principalities and powers of this world. There's no human being on the earth, no invention that's more powerful than the satanic power that's revealed in Satan and the demons that are our only enemies on this earth. We might think human beings fundamentally are enemies. No, there's no human being on the earth that's fundamentally my enemy. My enemy and the one that stalks my life is Satan and the demons that have been assigned to me by him. The kingdom of darkness is real power. The apostles told us this. Jesus said it. John said, the whole world's in the power of the devil. St. Peter said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. He's the one who says, prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Jesus brought down the whole regime of the kingdom of darkness on the cross. That's real power. So that's what the church has brought us into reflecting on in this week, the absolute uniqueness of Jesus as the only Savior of the world. It was part of the reading we saw in St. Tim from the letter to Timothy from St. Paul. I'd like to continue. We're looking at the gospel, at the 1 Corinthians as well, the last couple of days. And if you haven't a chance to tune into the program, friends, just go ahead and download the Renewal Ministries app, the Ave Maria app. It'll help you there. While you're looking at Renewal Ministries app, go to our YouTube page there. Watch some of the YouTubes we've been doing recently. I think they'll be very helpful for you. You can subscribe to them and join us as we continue to speak the truth in love, to bring the light of God's truth and the Holy Spirit to more and more people, especially in this time of shaking and difficulty. So filled with angst and fear in the lives of so many people, so much division, hatred. And instead, let's walk out this trial the way Jesus called and prepares all of his disciples to walk it out. He said, in this world, you're going to have tribulation, but you be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. There's no way we can be of good cheer in the midst of tribulation, persecution, trial, confusion, and the kind of disruption we're in, unless we're in Christ, unless we're living from him in his church, in the grace that he gives us, in the Holy Spirit, in the sacraments and communion of the church. There's real power that allows us to live a different way of life, even in the midst of trial, friends. So let's contend for it, it says in the letter of Jude. You know, contend for the faith, contend for what we've been given. That is, reach out for it, fight for it in your own life. Place yourself at the foot of Jesus. Don't let things distract you. And believe what he says about you. Internalize that truth, that superior storyline that brings you into an experience of the superior pleasures of God and the joy of the gospel. Let's continue. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. So Paul has just talked about the power of the cross is the power of God for salvation, and that it reveals the wisdom of God. It confounds the pride of mind in the human mind and the human heart. And now he's talking about proclaiming Christ crucified. When I came to you, brethren, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God in lofty words of wisdom. Right? The Greeks love wisdom. They love lofty arguments. And Paul's like, no, when I came to you, the Corinthian community, I didn't come with lofty arguments. For Paul said he made a decision when he came. He said, I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I didn't come to get caught up in all the sophisticated arguments. I didn't come with eloquence. I came, he'll describe now, with a different disposition, not to dazzle, but to present to you the wisdom of God, not to dazzle you with eloquence and sophistry and arguments that will impress you, because that's all passing away. It's very limited. But what I did was I brought to you the foolishness of God, the cross of Jesus Christ. He says this, and when I came in weakness and in much fear and trembling. And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith might rest in the wisdom of God and the power of God and not the wisdom of men. It's good to see and to hear Paul describe what his actual mind, where his mind was at, the disposition he came with as he came to the Corinthian community. It was a tough people. And he came in the limitations of humanity, in his own humanity. So he knew there's no point in boasting and making people's heads spin with arguments and I can really dazzle them, because that ultimately is temporary. It doesn't get where we need to get. What needs to happen is human hearts, even among the wise, need to be humbled before the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is the truth of God revealed, the truth about who God is, the truth about the sin-sick condition of the human heart and the need every person has in order to be saved, to come to repentance and to bend the knee and to humble their mind and heart before the wisdom of God that's revealed in the cross of Christ. So Paul said, you can imagine why he came in weakness and fear and trembling. It's like, on the one hand, weakness and fear and trembling, this is just going to sound crazy to these people. They're going to throw me out. They're going to mock me, laugh at me, whatever. So that's a natural human response. But also the fear and trembling in him comes from bearing the message in the fear of the Lord. The message of God and God's power, which the world absolutely rejects. And Paul knows, I'm going to get rejected. But I'm standing under the wisdom of God. I'm standing under the lordship of Jesus. I'm standing under the power of the cross with a message the world doesn't get, but it's the one message the world needs. Put yourself in his shoes, friends. Think about the times when maybe you've thought about sharing the gospel with a friend and a little bit of trembling and fear that it instills in us, even from, you know, non-hostile people, you know, people that will be kind toward us. We're afraid. We're afraid of not looking good. We're afraid of failing in giving the message. We're afraid of not being received. But we should go to the next level with Paul and come to terms and really grasp what it is, the message we're carrying, the wisdom of God, the power of God. Thanks be to God for the opportunity. And he said, and my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom. I mean, he's talking to Greeks. He's saying, the way you publicly argue, the arguments, some of you who are professionals at this in the streets, that's not where I'm coming from. I'm coming to just bear witness to you. not to make an eloquent philosophical argument, Paul could do that. Or an elegant theological argument, Paul could do that. He's coming to bear witness to the truth and to communicate where the real power is in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, but I came in a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. So this is the Holy Spirit giving testimony to the message that Paul is giving. Paul's leaning on the Lord. He's trusting in the power of the message rather than his power to persuade. And why has he taken that posture? Why doesn't he just summon all of his natural gifts and come up with an eloquent argument that will dazzle people who love to be dazzled by arguments? He said he had a greater goal in mind than just kind of winning their approval. He said, I come to you in this way so that the Spirit and power of God would go forward, so that your faith might rest not in the wisdom of men, in the wisdom of Paul. Your trust is not just in the wisdom of Paul, but something larger is happening here. But in the wisdom of God, the power of God. This is the difference between the gospel and any other message or philosophical argument, is that the Spirit of God, and we'll see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, where Paul will say, as he went forward in the proclamation of the gospel, he said he didn't tamper with the word of God. He didn't say, you know what? The message of the cross is kind of foolishness. It's folly. They'll never get it. So I need to dazzle them with arguments and sophistication. He said, no. The word of the cross has power because it's communicating the reality of the most powerful thing, first of all, that's ever happened on the earth, or ever will happen, the death of Jesus and his rising and the vindication of his message on the cross, about the message about God, the message about the sin-sick condition of the human heart and the need for the human race to be saved, and how much in every human heart there really is, even in the best of us. There's the flesh and concupiscence. There's resistance to God. Love came in the person of Jesus Christ. Perfect love came. Perfect truth came, and we silenced it. We killed it. We rejected it. We preferred our wisdom and our way and our mind and what we call love and what we call truth. Friends, that's still in the human heart. And the cross exposes all of that. And it's the Holy Spirit that sheds light into the human heart, as Paul said, as he proclaimed Jesus Christ as Lord. Jesus, Savior, Christ, the anointed one of God, Lord, the one who's now risen at the right hand of the Father and has all power and authority, he declared a fact. He bore witness to a truth. It's not a meaning claim or a feeling claim. It's a truth claim. And he said, I'm going to rise or fall on this truth claim. And it's that witness to the truth about who Jesus is that the Holy Spirit backs. It's a Spirit-empowered reality that brings people to conviction then in hearing it. And Paul knew that. And that's what he was after. He wasn't after human approval. He wasn't after trophies and awards and, wow, come and eat dinner at my house. You're an amazing speaker. You won the day there in terms of argument. No, it brings humility, repentance, people bending the knee before the Lord of all, and conversion and salvation. That's a work of God. Lord, may it happen in our lives and those we reach. God bless you, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.